Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and you can listen online at www.citr.ca. I'm one of your hosts, Fleur.
And I'm Christian.
And welcome to the show. We just heard Ted Leo and the Pharmacists with Even Heroes Have to Die from their album The Brutalist Sticks.
That just came out in 2010. They're a great band. I love that song. They formed in 1999 in Washington, and that was their most recent release. Their sixth full-length album, actually, so they've been doing it for some time.
That was the first time I've heard, I have to say. Christian chose that one.
I like them. I like that song,
and I thought
especially.
I thought it was really fun. It was really poppy. So this is our 13th show.
Lucky 13.
I was away last week. I apologize. I hope you had fun with Christian. No doubt you did.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of rock and punk songs, I'm sure.
A little bit.
And I'm celebrating this week because I'm staying in the country. Yay!
Fleur is from Australia, and... her visa was going to be up.
Next Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever the 29th is.
Yeah, so we're celebrating this evening because it was renewed. So, yeah, celebrate with us tonight, will you?
Yeah.
And we should mention, before we go on, about Food Not Bombs. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists support that charity. They actually in 2008 recorded a 4-song EP called The Rapid Response to benefit Food Not Bombs. And yeah, for you, for those that don't know, do you want to talk a little bit about what they
sure
Food Not Bombs do?
Food Not Bombs is a sort of a free vegan and vegetarian meal distribution organization for people in over 1,000 cities around the world. So every week, to protest against war, poverty and destruction of the environment, they actually give out free vegan and vegetarian meals, which I think is a really, it's a nice way of doing it. You know, you're putting something, you're giving people in need some food, some healthy food, and also protesting that we shouldn't be spending money on war and bombs and destruction of the environment. We should be spending it on the global citizens.
Exactly. And I like the quote that I saw on their website. Their quote that I pulled off the website was, "With over 1 billion people going hungry each day, how can we spend another dollar on war?" And it is so true. If you look, well, just look at the U.S., Canada even, but look at the U.S., the amount of money that they spend annually on war. I don't know the figure, but we should look that up, because it's astounding.
Definitely in the trillions.
You could feed a lot of people with a fraction of the money spent annually on war. So
maybe we should have a statistics show and just be like,
we should
and say what the equivalent could be spent on.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yay.
So next up, we're playing My Morning Jacket, a great American rock band from Kentucky. They're actually playing Sasquatch Festival this year in Washington State, which I am going to. I didn't know if you knew that. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so then, if you're going, I'm going.
Awesome. Here we go. So they've supported a number of charities over the years, and most recently, the Lambie Fund of Haiti, so another band that's supporting Haiti.
And it's amazing. Christian and I were talking about it earlier, because if you're new to Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say, we try and profile music or musicians that have a social justice message around it, or some kind of involvement. And we were saying how many people have come out in support of Haiti recently in the music industry, and we really applaud that, because it is, unfortunately, you know, the news doesn't stick with disasters very long, and they move on to the next one. And I think it's really important that we don't forget about Haiti, because yes, it's important that there have been other earthquakes, and we do need to support people in Chile and Turkey, the most recent earthquakes that have happened. But Haiti, the whole country got obliterated, and it's, you know, it's so easy for people just to forget about it. But those people are still living in dire circumstances, so we need to really support them.
And it is fortunate. It seems that, you know, every day I see another musician or celebrity or, you know, politician that are coming out and in support of Haiti. So that is good. So we, like you said, don't forget about the situation over there.
Well,
so.
and also Haiti's had such a history of like poverty and just really horrible things happening to it. So I'm finally, you know, finally the world is getting behind Haiti and showing how important it is and how it should support it. So mm-hmm. Kudos to that.
Yeah, so the Lambie Fund was founded in 1994 by Haitians and Americans, and it's a unique grassroots organization. Their mission is to assist the popular democratic movement in Haiti, and its goal is to help strengthen civil society in Haiti as a necessary foundation for democracy and development. So you can find out more about them at www.lambiefund.org. And here's My Morning Jacket with I'm Amazed on CITR.
From the newly refurbished Rickshaw Theater, please join us in raising money and awareness for the Canadian Mental Health Association and Building Opportunities Through Business, two organizations that contribute enormously to the kaleidoscopic community that is the downtown East Side. The first annual Kaleidoscope fundraiser on Saturday, March 27th at 7 p.m. featuring the legendary Rodney DeCrew and his Convictions, country alt firecrackers Spoon River, local hipsters The Left, and hip-hop giants Boombox Saints. Tickets at Scratch, Red Cat, Zulu Records, or by donation at the door. The first annual Kaleidoscope fundraiser, Saturday, March 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. Come and celebrate your city, all of it.
Just
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. And that was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with a great funk track called
100 Days, 100 Nights.
Beautiful. From the album of the same name. They're a great 10-piece funk soul band and widely are considered to be at the forefront of a revivalist movement that aims to recapture, you know, the feeling of soul and funk music when it was at its heights in the late 60s and mid-70s. So
I love how she wails. She's awesome.
She has an amazing voice,
she
for
does.
Sure.
And they don't really... They try and steer clear of digitized music and things like that recording methods. They use the old-school analog way to sort of give it that sort of record 70s
feel. That old feel, the retro feel.
The retro crackly feel. And Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings have been involved in a lot of philanthropic stuff. Most recently, they've been on two compilation albums, the Causes albums. We've talked about them a lot in the past, and a lot of bands seem to be involved in that as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
Those Causes albums are from, is it the record label Waxploitation?
Yeah, from Waxploitation. So they've put out two so far. And I believe that they were on Causes too, so.
Okay, and yeah, that was a lot of other bands are on that as well. And if you haven't heard of the Causes albums before, you should check them out. All the proceeds go towards Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, and Oxfam America to help them with their efforts in Darfur to sort of support the people of Darfur and try and create change there, because there is a genocide still going on. And like we say every time we get the Causes album in here, or one of the artists that have played the Causes album, we always say that, you know, unfortunately Darfur has sort of stepped away from the media limelight at the moment, and that needs to really come back on, because a lot of atrocities are still happening over there.
Yeah, you can't forget about Darfur as well. You know, Haiti seems to be overshadowing that right now, but you know what? They're both great causes. And there's some amazing bands on Causes too, including actually the next song we're going to play, which is from RJD2. He's actually on Causes too as well. And for those that don't know, he's a producer, singer, and a musician born in Eugene, Oregon. Currently resides in Philadelphia. And last year, he actually established his own label called RJ's Electrical Connections, which he just put out his latest album on. The album's called The Colossus, just came out in 2010. And we're going to play a song from that album.
But before, we must remember to back announce the middle song, which was a classic from a classic.
I can't forget about the Kinks.
I love the Kinks. That was my choice, one of my favourite songs by the Kinks. The Kinks were one of the most influential British invasion bands of the 60s. If you haven't heard of the Kinks before, you should check them out. That was Waterloo Sunset. Ray Davies, the lead singer from the Kinks, has been involved in a lot of philanthropic stuff, including he's a regular at the annual event, which is held every winter at Carnegie Hall for Tibet House. So that, again, raising funds and awareness for Tibet's plight for independence. So again, that's another thing that we can't forget about. So
there's a lot of things that you can't forget, for sure. So here's RJD2 with Let There Be Horns from his latest album, The Colossus.
strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
We'll be right back.
What a great song from a great band. That was Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones from their album called Let It Bleed. And most recently, Mick Jagger collaborated with Ben Affleck and released a short film called Gimme Shelter.
Yeah, both Ben Affleck and Mick Jagger are part of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. And this film called Gimme Shelter is helping to raise $23 million for the United Nations effort.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of coin. And it's to pay for clean water and emergency aid kits for over 250,000 people driven from their homes by renewed fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
And it was shot in the North Kivu province, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And that's the epicenter of the latest surge in fighting. So I think, having those two big names on board, as well as having, Ben Affleck's he's not a bad director. He won an Oscar somewhere along the line for directing. So.
I imagine he has. I'm not sure, but I imagine he has.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I didn't even think of that. But, yeah, that's a great cause, and I'm actually looking forward to seeing Gimme Shelter.
Yeah, I mean, it's saying that it's aimed to raise funds for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, but it also captures the unseen suffering of Congolese families who fled the fighting with next to nothing and are now forced to find refuge in makeshift huts with little to live on, and some 30,000 others have fled to neighbouring Uganda and also receiving help from the UNHCR. And I think a lot of the time, unfortunately, I sometimes I feel we don't get the full story coming out of Africa, and I think it's really important for independent filmmakers to go down there, or United Nations people to go down there and film just what is going on and the horror that's going on, so people can be motivated to sort of put pressure on these governments that they can't treat their people like this. I mean, we've talked about Darfur. Zimbabwe is another classic example where you have... I remember seeing a couple of years ago when Mugabe got back into power and they were having a sit-in demonstration, and I remember this amazing photo of this Zimbabwean man saying... he had a sign saying, "I'm $1 million... Zimbabwean millionaire, and I can't buy bread because of the inflation going up so much."
Yeah,
so.
Actually, I remember seeing something like that
myself. It's a powerful photo.
Yeah, that's wild.
And I think, it's really important that we still have to highlight that, because unfortunately a lot of these people in Africa and developing nations can't make their governments accountable because there is such horrific and brutal censorship.
Censorship.
So, we have to speak for those that can't speak for themselves.
Hey, we're doing our best.
We are doing our best.
Before that was Vampire Weekend with Run from their latest album called Contra. We've played them on the show before. They actually get involved in a number of different charities using their music for the betterment of society. And most recently, they were involved with the anti-poverty campaign that's called One. They played a charity show.
Yeah, they played it down in, I think it was in South Carolina, that's right. And if you haven't heard of the One campaign, you might have heard another campaign in Canada called the Make Poverty History campaign. Make Poverty History and One are pretty much interchangeable. They're the same sort of idea, which is trying to get the governments to adhere to those Millennium Development Goals that they pledged back in 2000 for reducing poverty, decreasing the debt or eradicating the debt of some of the, of like 40 of the world's poorest countries, and they put a timeline on it at 2015. This was all supposed to be achieved, and they're falling quite far behind on a lot of their promises. I know that for a fact that all the G8 and I think even the G20 countries did pledge that they were going to put 0.7% of their GDP towards aid relief for developing nations, and unfortunately I think Canada's still at 0.35%.
We've got some ways to go.
Yes.
But you can find out more about One at www.one.org. And their goal is to achieve change through advocacy and hold world leaders to account for the commitments they've made to fight extreme poverty. So I think they'll be holding Canada to account, as well as the rest of the world leaders, for what they've pledged.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they do come through. Next, we've got Pharoah Monch with a song called The Truth from his album called Internal Affairs. He's playing in Vancouver on the 22nd of April at Fortune Sound Club. Might be a good one to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got an interesting video that that Fleur was telling me about, actually.
Yeah, so one of his songs, we're not actually playing this song today. We'll probably play it another day. It's from the song called Gun Draws. And they didn't actually put it on TV as a music video.
It's only on YouTube, right?
It's only on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it talks out against gun violence. And it's a pretty powerful video clip. And it also, at the end, it says in the US, a child dies every 8 hours from a gun wound. So if you want to know more about that and how Pharaoh talks and supports, you know, the end to gun violence, you can go to www.gundraws.com. And while I was doing my research, I like this little quote that Cool Moe Dee notes about Pharaoh Monch. And he says, Pharaoh Monch is like an eloquent linguistic professor moonlighting as a rhyme serial killer terrorist, challenging the listener's IQ while daring him or her to keep up.
Wow.
So
that's a heck of a statement by Cool Moe Dee. Pharaoh Monch should feel pretty good about that.
I know.
Yeah.
You'd be hoping so.
Yeah. So here's Pharaoh Monch with The Truth on Are You Aware?
Yo. Truth had me up against the ropes and me conscious without no boxing skills. Fear of it makes hair on my neck grow like Minoxidil. Watching the clock is ill when faced with the truth parallels observing. Amateur videotapes of 21 top notch NYPD cop skill. Filet mines out to kill, still some never reveal true feelings. We speaking on the truth right now in itself is a healing. See the creator, created existence and balance at right angles less than what's conceived and stated. So whoever shall stray away from right lives wrong. The derivative of the word false, opposite of truth, false course. Sure as my slave name's sin then, Troy Donald Jameson paves the path enabling truth to stay stable and cling. Earth, sort of similar to the way static electricity stings. See, truth brings light. Light refracts off the mirror. Visions of yourself in error could never be clearer. The truth is that you're ugly. Not on the outside, but in the inside. On the outside, you front and you lovely. The discovery of these things and all are well hidden. But when you in denial of self, it is forbidden. That's the truth.
It's the truth, boy. Truth be told from young souls that become old from days spent in the jungle. Where must one go to find it? Time is real, we can't rewind it. Out of everybody I met who told the truth, time did. We find kids speaking cause it's naturally in us. But the false prophet by telling us we be born sinners, vendors of hate. Got me battling my own mind state at a divine rate. I ain't in this just to rhyme great. See the truth in the thighs of a stripper, the eyes of my nigga. If it's only one, then why should it differ? So constantly I seek it. Wonder why I gotta drink a six pack to speak it. Took a picture of the truth and tried to develop it. Had proof, it was only recognized by the intelligent. Took the negative and positive, cause niggas got to live. Said I gotta give more than I'm giving, cause truth will never be heard in religion. After searching the world, on the inside what was hidden, it was the truth.
I still got marks from the nooses. The truth it produces fear that got niggas on the run like Carter Lewis. The truth is my crew is the smoothest bit of saliva juices like the roots is. We more organic than acoustics. Heavenly what will set you free and kill you in the same breath. That shit you gotta get off your chest before your death and rest. The way you speak is lighter than the pamphlet, cause the truth gives the words the weight of a planet, goddammit. I ran with what God planted in my heart and I understand it to be to bring some light to the dark. Breathe some life in this art. This must be the truth, cause we keep marching on. The truth lay the foundation of what we rocking on. You can't see it if you're blind, but we will always prevail. Life is like the open sea, the truth is the wind in our sails. And in the end, our names is on the lips of dying men. If ever crushed to the earth, we always rise again. When the words of lying men sound lush like the sound of a violin, the truth is there, it's just the heart you gotta find it in.
Thank you. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
The fireman and me no play. Sounds get a lick up a rush up from the verses that I spray. Remember I don't play and I don't take no disrespect in any way. Gangsta, I hear them lick up talk. I see that crooked way you like to walk. But that Jah has a better understanding of the way you like to move. Ain't got nothing to prove and I am not wasting a second checking you. Punk, the speakers in the trunk, yeah. The bass is overloaded till it's hump. The highs are sounding high, high, super high. Watch out the man them kiss the sky. Everything got everything, so you know call it, now don't have to lie. No, the world is what I want, hey. I'm not gonna lose my soul trying to flaunt, oh. Me not go trying 15 with the devil. I am on another scene. It's my old little way as a rule.
Again, how do they say make? Well, here comes the fireman. He can't do anything, y'all in a hand. Who might touch with pocket and take out a couple grand. That up on me, if I'm a thing in a hand. Why full time should I learn? To play with the fire, get burned. Make the money, have that just of concern. When the record DJ plays, to make it burn.
Yo, I represent my crew. Some used to love to talk until they blew. My family will look up for each other, cause that's how we have to do. We ain't talking to you, or we ain't dealing with a little interview. Boy, big up to me, so keen. We controlling the scene, I'm making green. Some people think them have to pay the shatter and talk about their machine. I don't live in between, and I am not concerned with no magazine. So, I am just who I am. I've been this way since I was in a prom. And naturally, we all are insecure, but they have to dance with after show. Soon as they hit the door, they have to make them know some man, I come to more. Yeah. More than the rest of them, and do not feel no ways if you not blame. Cause they will always want the right as one people, we made them make it fail. This youth and that pretend, ah,
how do this make? Well, here comes the fireman. We can't have any sea in a hand. Woman touch with fuck it, I take out a couple grand. Tag up on me, if I'm missing in a hand. Whoa, you, boy full time should I learn. To play with the fire, get burned. Make your money, have blood just of concern. When the record DJ plays, you make it burn.
Can't admit truth. I find it kind of ironic that you call your show The Way of the Master. Y'all want to attack little old me? Little old Graydon Square, huh?
Hey, yo.
Okay, check it. You cowards wanna attack? Well, baby, it's on, but it won't be a pretty sight like old ladies and thongs. You think we running and you dead wrong. We staying right here. Great and square's a fundamentalist Christian's nightmare.
So who's right?
None, they all is dead wrong. Unbelievably pig-headed, closed and headstrong. Out there alone, cause they ain't never gonna realize that Christianity has more holes in it than SpongeBob. But that's cool. Take it on blind faith as I promote Atheist Nation movies on MySpace. And don't hate, you fundies made it a success. It sucks less than that phony religion that sucks less. Now these Christians wanna try to reconvert me.
What?
Before that happened, I joined neo-Nazi Germany. So go ahead, murder me, bastard, cause I make atheists come out the closet faster than Ted Hagman.
Say that I lie, gon' say that I'm full of despise. They gon' say that I'm ruining lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say. Say that they lie, gon' say that they do it for God. They gon' say that they change their lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say.
Two funny Christian girlfriends later, I become the family household villain like Darth Vader. I'm the Black Carl Sagan, host of Atheist Nation. Richard Dawkins and Stephen Hawking wrapped in one. It would take whatever God that you believe in to damn me.
It can't be Christianity that damages families.
No, it is. Look how they indoctrinating these kids to believe in Santa Claus for adults. That's what it is. The other day I watched Jesus Camp. God damn. And you can pick which God to damn. This little boy was talking about how he was saved at 5, cause he wanted so much better in his life. What the fuck? 8, 9, is your rent sky high? Did your wife leave you? What you know about being alive? And what's worse, he teaches this to other kids. And if that ain't brainwashing, then I don't know what is.
Say that I lie, gon' say that I'm full of despise. They gon' say that I'm ruining lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say. Say that they rock, gon' say that they do it for God. They gon' say that they change their lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say.
Look, question everything, from the question to everything. Just like America, if it's freedom, then let it ring. The Christians tell me that if I don't like it, get out. But you can send my black ass overseas, no doubt. George Bush Sr. says,
what?
We ain't even Americans, telling us that our cause is BS, like we're scared of him. Like those little boys scared of the reverend that keeps on molesting them, sodomizing and sexing them. And if you believe this planet's 6,000 years old, damn, you stupid. And I really don't need nothing to rhyme with that. That's a common fact, so fat, you can order fries with that, stupid. I wish one of these rappers would defend their faith on a track like it's actually hood. I'll take it there. Yep, yep, the name's great and square. The hardest atheist and your grandmother's worst nightmare.
Say that I lie, gon' say that I'm full of despise. They gon' say that I'm ruining lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say. Say that they lie, gon' say that they do it for God. They gon' say that they change their lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say. Say that I lie, gon' say that I'm full of despise. They gon' say that I'm ruining lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say. Say that they lie, gon' say that they do it for God. They gon' say that they change their lives instead of what they gon' say. Maybe you should listen to what they don't say.
You don't want it with us like that. Not really. I want some rational response. Can I get some rational response? Grand Unified Theory. Rational Response Squad. Mr. Gone. Brian Safe. Brooke Hawk.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. And we just heard the mighty Graydon Square with Say Full from his album The Compton Effect. Graydon Square is a slightly outspoken hip-hop artist, shall we say.
He uses some powerful, powerful words in there. Slightly controversial.
But, you know, I think it's important. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk a lot about religion and they have a lot of ideas and thoughts around that, so I think it's good to have it balanced on both sides. And
most definitely. And he is an intelligent artist as well. Like, if you do listen to the lyrics, he's a very intelligent, maybe a little controversial, but definitely intelligent. So
exactly
speaking on it with knowledge.
And it's crazy, when I was doing my research about Graydon Square, he was a veteran of the Iraq War and he's studying physics full time. So probably not your, you know, your usual like bling bling hip-hop artist.
Probably not.
No, he'd probably like to talk about quantum physics and where the bleep do we know, more than like the ladies shaking their rumps. Or maybe he does, yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
So yeah, we chose that just around the interesting use of his discussion around ethics and Christianity
and the message
and the message and things like that. He's pretty outspoken.
Definitely. Before that, we had Cardinal Offishall with Burnt from his album called Not For Sale. He's a Canadian hip-hop artist, and interestingly enough, he started rapping at the age of 8 and was actually winning competitions by the time he was 12. So he got a really early start at things, and at 12 he performed live on stage for the first time with actually Nelson Mandela in attendance during Mandela's first visit to Toronto. So wouldn't that make you a little bit nervous with a man of that stature in the audience?
Well, he's one of my personal heroes, so I think I'd probably just like freeze and and just go, I'm not worthy to talk to you, Nelson Mandela. So yeah, this Cardinal's been around for a while, and he's again a very outspoken and intelligent rapper. He's involved in the Young Artists for Haiti. I heard that Christian was
in your absence. I was highlighting a couple artists that were involved in that last week. And I know I mentioned where you can buy the song. Actually, describe a little bit about what we're talking about, probably, just for people that weren't listening last week.
Okay, so the Young Artists for Haiti is a initiative that's come out of Vancouver from, oh my gosh, let me get the name right. It's Brian Ezrin.
Bob Ezrin.
Yeah. He's a famous Vancouver musical producer. He's been a bigwig for a long time in the music industry. I think he produced The Wall by Pink Floyd, I heard.
I think so, yeah.
Which is just a little known album people might have heard of. And he has brought like 20, 30, 40 young artists?
It was over 50, actually.
Oh, okay.
Young Canadian artists together to do a rendition of Kanon's Waving Flag. So and Cardinal Offishall was involved in that, and it benefits Free the Children, War Child Canada, and World Vision Canada. So mm-hmm. Three great groups, and all of the funds go to the relief in Haiti. And I'm going to plug this once again. I bought the song last week and played it on air, the version of Waving Flag, and you can buy it yourselves at www.youngartistsforhaiti.net. And it's $1.29, and that every penny of that $1.29 goes to relief in Haiti. So,
and I think people have to remember feel like, oh, I don't have any money to give, I've got all these other expenses. But you have to realize, even though the smallest amount makes a huge difference to a war-torn country or a devastated, earthquake-devastated country like Haiti, because, you know, people live on less than a dollar a day in a lot of developing nations. So even if you give $5, $1, $2, it all adds up and it's better than nothing. So, and you get a great song and you're supporting 50 Canadian artists, so you've got to be happy with that.
For sure, for sure. And it's a it is an amazing song, and I like what they've done with it. Up next, we've got Gorillaz with a song from their newest album called Plastic Beach. The song's called Stilo, and they've played a charity shows in support of the Red Cross in the past, and most recently donated memorabilia to a charity auction for the charity Human Rights Watch. Human Rights Watch is one of the world's leading independent organizations dedicating to defending and protecting human rights, and they've been around for 30 years, so a great organization. You can find out more about them at www.wrw.org. A lot of W's.
I heard a rumor that this was going to be their last album.
Really?
I read somewhere that Damon Albarn said that, yeah, Gorillaz aren't going to put out another album after this.
Huh.
That it was
maybe
just
not
a two-album. Are they up to two or three now?
You know what? I'm not too sure, to be honest with you.
Maybe it was in a dream that I've dreamt this. No, I swear I read it somewhere.
We'll,
anyway.
We'll check it out and get back to you guys out there. but for now, here's the Gorillaz with Stilo on CITR.
Shockwave, sensual power on the motherboard, yes. Push up, overload, legendary. Yes, the lantern burn far and easy, and broadcast so raw and easy. Thunder roll, sunshine, work it out, out, out. From the bottom in your eyes.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Show.
What a nice upbeat track. That was Los Campesinos with Romance is Boring from their latest album of the same name. They're a great seven-piece indie pop band from Wales that formed in 2006. So
I don't know if I want to admit how stupid I am. I thought they were Canadian.
Oh, really?
I don't know why I had that in my head.
Actually, they're not. They're on tour. I was going to say they are coming to Canada, but no Vancouver dates planned as of yet. But their tour is starting April 17th, their North American tour. They possibly are playing Toronto or Winnipeg, I think I saw. But
what is with all these bands not playing friggin' Vancouver? Vampire Weekend, you nearly saw a couple of weekends ago, and they didn't come to Vancouver?
I don't know. Maybe the Olympics derailed some of the bookings. I have no idea. But some bands are passing us by. I guess in February and then in March as well. But Los Campesinos in February actually auctioned off the band's glockenspiel to raise money for the relief effort in Haiti. So Haiti again, but that's an interesting way to raise funds and awareness for a cause. I don't think we've ever talked about a band that's specifically done anything like that, auctioning off equipment.
No, I mean, I guess we did talk about Dinosaur Jr. with that car one time, yeah. But yeah, that's a great way. And I mean, glockenspiel, who doesn't want to, even if you can't play it, just to say that you own a glockenspiel and be able to say glockenspiel over and over again.
It's a toughie, that's for sure.
It's a great word. And before that, we had one band from my hometown, or not my hometown, but my home country, Architecture in Helsinki, with Do the Whirlwind from their album In Case We Die. If you haven't heard of Architecture in Helsinki, they're an Australian band from Melbourne. Most of the bands can play multiple instruments, including our favourite glockenspiel.
There we go.
And analog synthesizers and samplers and a whole bunch of other things. Tuba, trombone. There's about 10 of them in the band. There's a few of them, I know that.
That's a gang.
It's a gang, that's for sure. And they contribute their talents to Sound Relief, which was a benefit concert for the Victorian Bushfire Appeal, not for last summer in Australia, but the summer before, I think,
a ton of bushfires happening, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much the whole of Victoria burnt, which was...
I remember seeing something about that on the news. Yeah, a lot of bushfires going on, really dry year. So yeah. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not becoming something that's rare. It's becoming
more common.
More
definitely.
Common in Australia. Unfortunately, we have a hot country, and it's getting hotter thanks to climate change.
That's a problem. Next up, we actually have another act that contributed to causes too, which we talked about earlier in the program. LCD Sound System, and this is a track from a remix album that they recently put out called 4533. And this track's called Paluski Remix. And they'll actually be playing Sasquatch Festival in George Washington at the Gorge this year as well. I know we said that about My Morning Jacket. They're playing as well. And they're a musical project of American producer James Murphy, who actually also co-founded DFA Records. So here's LCD Sound System with Paluski Remix on Are You Aware?
We accept our friendship.
So that was LCD Sound System with Paluski Remix. A bit of a marathon song at 6 minutes and 49 seconds, but a great track. I like it. That's actually, we've got one more song left for the show. Want to thank you for listening this evening.
Yeah, and we hope you enjoyed the tunes and the information we could pass on to you guys. If you're interested or you have any bands that we're not playing that you know that are involved in social justice or have a great message, you can always email us at areyouawarelikeitswritten@gmail.com, or you can join us on Facebook or Twitter. You're not doing Twitter anymore, are you?
No. Drop the ball on that.
That's okay.
Too many other things going on, but maybe I'll get back at that sometime eventually.
Twitter scares me.
Yeah. So thanks for listening this week. We're going to leave you with The Swell Season. They released an album called Strict Joy in 2009. They're actually they're a folk rock duo formed by Irish musician Glenn Hansard and Czech singer and pianist Marketa Erglova. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but they both starred in a movie called Once.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it a couple years ago. It's an amazing film. And they actually, all the music in the film is composed by them. It's all original music. So check out the movie Once if you get a chance. It's absolutely wonderful. They're actually having two shows in LA to raise funds for the Maasai Wilderness Conservation Trust. This charity was founded in 2000, and their mission is to preserve the Maasai Wilderness, which is in Kenya, for those that don't know. It's wildlife and cultural heritages through community-based conservation projects. A lot of big words there. Providing an economic stake to the Maasai landowners of the Mount Kilimanjaro ecosystem. So you can find out more about that at www.maasai.com. Maasai is spelled M-A-A-S-A-I. Because there's a lot more information we could talk about that, but we're actually running out of time. So we'll leave you here with The Swell Season with the track called The Rain on CITR. See you next week.
Just before the rain came down, the sun came out at last. And as for all assumptions made, questions never asked. No, we're not where I promised you we'd be by now. But maybe it's a question of who'd want it anyhow. To your hand, and is it knowing when to stop the measure of the man? Okay, we're not what I promised you we would become, but maybe it's a question of how much you'd really want if you had enough. Had enough. There's plenty more where that came from now. You're feeling bored, swallowed up. We got hours on you now. Before the rain came down, the sun came out at last. As for all assumptions made, questions never asked. Okay, I'm not what I promised you I would. I know we're not what
cares about is bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. You know, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
This is Bleak at Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for dropping by at Canada's favorite radio show. Tonight, Jacques Brel, If You Go Away. We're going to begin the show with Jacques Brel's... sorry, my back here. How do you say that again? Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas from Jacques Brel on CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio. CITR.
Ne me quitte pas, il faut oublier tout, peut s'oublier qui s'enfuit déjà. Oublier le temps des malentendus et le temps perdu à savoir comment. Oublier ces heures qui tuaient parfois à coup de pourquoi le cœur du bonheur. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, moi, je t'offrirai des perles de pluie venues de pays où il ne pleut pas.